Shalom to all. Today we're moving to Sechas Kalim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and today's Mishnah Tzav bringing the Mishnah Rachol, Shishi B'Zecher Fine Yuziv Gagon Bikarav Mamesh. I would be discussing different metal Kalim that even if they broke, they still might be able to Kabel Toma. So the first clue we encounter is calligraphine, which is basically a pole that at each end has something usable. One end has a spoon that's meant for scooping out ashes and coals from the oven. The other end has a fork that's meant for piercing the meat or the bread that's in the oven and taking it out. So what about this calligraphine? Shenit l'kapa, if the spoon broke off, Tmei B'nei Shina, it's still even Mekabel Tumah because it has the fork end. And Nitl Shina, if the fork end broke, no issue, Tmei B'nei Kapa, it's still Tame because its spoon end is still there, and so it's considered a Kli. Moving on to something else, Mikchel. This is something that women use for applying eye makeup, and this also has two ends. One is a spoon-like thing that's actually meant for cleaning the ear. The other is basically a sharpish point that's meant for putting on eye makeup. So this Mikchel, Shenit l'Kaf, if the spoon end was broken off, no problem, Tame B'nei Zachar, it's Tame because of the Zachar. The Zachar is that sharp end, and Nitl Zachar, if that sharp end is broken off, Tame B'nei Akaf. It's Tame because it still has the spoon end. On to another Kli, Machtev. This is a writing stylus. Back in the day, not only did they write with ink, but they also used to have wax tablets that they would etch things into them with a special stylus of sorts. So this Machtev also had two sides, one for etching in and one for smoothing out the wax. That's basically the way to erase what was written and write something new. So what about this Machtev? Shenital HaKosev. If the Kosev, the sharp writing part, was broken off, no problem, Tame B'nei Amechek. It's Tame because of the erasing part, and Nital HaMechek, if the erasing part was broken off, Tame B'nei HaKosev, it's Alayim Kabel Toma because of the Kosev, the writing part. Another Kli, Zoyma Listera. This is a special Kli, and a one that has a spoon that's meant for removing the froth from something that's cooking. Very often, if you take a look at soup or something that's cooking on the stove, it has a certain froth that rises to the top, and they liked scooping that off. So went into this Kli, has a spoon for scooping it off. The other end has two prongs, which is meant for taking the meat out of the pot. So the Zoyma Listera, Shenit L'Kapa, if the spoon was broken off, Tame B'nei HaMazleg, it's Tame because it has a fork end, Nital Mazlik. If the fork end is broken off, Tmei B'nei Kapa, it's Tmei B'nei Toma because of the spoon end. And V'chein Hashen Shel Mader, also the tooth of a Mader, which some translate as a tiller, T-I-L-L-E-R. This is basically meant for tilling soil. It's basically a long pole at the end, which it has some sort of tooth-sharp implement that's meant for digging up the soil. Since one end, the other end has a tool of sorts you use on the farm for a bunch of other things. So it'd be the same thing. If one end broke off, it still could be used because of the other end. And here's one more clarification regarding everything. Shir Kulon, the shir in regards to all these things we just mentioned, that we say it's still considered a Kli because it has one end remaining. How much has to be left of the handle or of the Kli itself in order to say that it's still usable? Kidei Lasim Lachton. That's if a person is still able to do what this Kli is designed for. He has enough of the handle and he has enough of the Kli itself as well. So then it's even Mekabel Toma. But if it broken away, then it's not able to be used for its Malacha anymore. So then it's not Mekabel Toma. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel with more Kalim. Charchur. What about this Charchur, which some translate as a hoe? This is a tool that's meant for digging. What happened to it? Shenifgam. It got ruined, partially broken. Tame, it's still Mekabel Toma. Achinotel Rubai, until the majority of it is broken. This is specifically referring to the shovel or the digging end. If it got a little bit broken, it's still Mekabel Toma because you could use it. But if the majority of it got broken, so you can't use it anymore, so it's not Mekabel Toma. However, Nishbar Makoifai, if the socket where the wood stick gets placed into the shovel or the hoe part, if that broke, so then tar, it's not Mekabel Toma. That's because you're simply not able to use it, even though the hoe itself is perfectly fine, meaning the actual metal digging tool, nothing happened to it, but since the socket's broken, so you're not able to attach a handle to it, so for all intents and purposes, you can't use it, so it's not Mekabel Toma. Something similar, Kardem, what about an axe? A nice axe has two ends. One is the wide blade that's meant for chopping wood. The back end of the wide blade is a very sharp pokey tool that's meant for splitting wood. So Shenitol Ushbai, if the wide blade was broken, still Tame, it's Mekabel Toma, B'nei Beis Bikui, because of the other end, the poke which is meant for splitting wood, that's still there. Also, Nital Beis Bikui, Tame B'nei Ushbai. If the sharp point was broken, it's still Mekabel Toma because of the wide blade that's meant for chopping wood. Once again, over here, we have the same thing as in the beginning of the Mishnah, Nishbar Makufai. If the socket that the handle goes in broke, so Tahar, it's not Mekabel Toma because there's no way to be able to wield the axe. We're starting for the day and pick up tomorrow Mishnah Dalan Hay with more Kalim and discussions regarding them if they broke, whether or not they're still Mekabel Toma. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.